Welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast with Phil Pringle. Phil is the founder and senior leader of C3 Church Global, a family of over 500 churches around the world. We're passionate about bringing you fresh, inspiring devotionals to fuel your day and insightful conversations on all things church and leadership. And it all starts right now.
Hey guys, here we are again talking about faith, which I believe is so important in today's world, which is so cynical. And we have so much of the Thomas generation, if you like, or the people who are more prone to disbelieve than to believe. Many people have been hurt too many times, disappointed too many times, and have lost their faith, lost their trust. And that leaves us with a cynical life. But that is actually not going to help us. We need to recover faith. And so I speak about faith a lot, simply because I know that more than the need to hear a new thing, we often need to be reminded of the things we already know, which is what a lot of New Testament scripture is about, where Peter says, though you've heard all these things before, I need to remind you of them and to revive you by reminding you, to revive the gift in you, to revive your faith by reminding you. And then he said, and I'm going to make sure that even when I'm gone, that there is these writings here to continue to remind you. And so he knew that the power of reminding is maybe even more powerful than hearing something new. Because as we know certain things, we can drift from them or forget them and drop them out of a habit in our life. And faith is one of those things that leaks very easily. It seems to get used up. We take a few battles, a few wars here and there, and we can find ourselves lying on the floor just saying, I don't know if I can keep on going. And so just to hear somebody speaking faith and believing in us can actually revive that gift within. And as soon as we put our faith in God, that connects with his power, which rejuvenates us at every level, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, even physically. We're told in Romans 8 that the Spirit will quicken or make alive our mortal body. That's not just talking about the future resurrection from the dead. It's talking about right now. Energy is available for you and I from the Holy Spirit as we put our faith in God. So coming into the second session on Mark 11, where we have the most incredible insight into the ways of faith from Jesus. And the last one we spoke on, Mark 11, verse 23 mostly, where we talked about speaking to things and not doubting in our heart, but believing that those things that we say will come to pass. If we know that our words have power, then we make sure that we don't say too much negative. Doesn't mean we get neurotic about the situation, can't say anything negative ever. We can, but it's when it becomes habitual, regular, consistent way of life, it forms a certain kind of faith in us where we're not expecting good things to happen. We're anticipating negative things, where we create fear and complaining and unthankfulness in our lives through the words we speak. So our language is forming us. It's creating how we think, how we feel, our attitudes. And it's not just what we say, it's how we say it. And as we speak with faith and speak faith, we will find it changes our lives. We cannot afford to think we'll get away with just continually negatively speaking and it have no impact on our lives. It will. There's no doubt about it. Our words create faith in us. What we speak, we start to believe. And what we believe, we speak. So it becomes a cycle. And if we keep on speaking negative things, we start to believe them. Our mind starts to believe them. Our mind and our heart cannot figure out what is reality. It believes what it's told. So if we tell our mind, for example, that there is a juicy Granny Smith apple in our hand, and we're looking at it and feeling it cold out of the refrigerator, crisp, crunchy, saliva starts coming out from under our tongue just through imagining a Granny Smith sour apple in our hands that we're about to bite into, or a peach or an orange or any of these things. Some, they create, just the thought of it creates a chemical reaction within us. So imagine what our negative thinking is forming within us in terms of negative reaction. Paul speaks to Timothy about certain enemies of the church, and it says their words eat like a cancer. And even though that might sound metaphorical, I'm sure that words have a lot to do with the illness that people experience if they keep on saying, I feel sick, my mother was ill with this, and I just feel like it's coming on me. We can't say those things. We need to speak the word of God and speak healing over our lives. And we'll find that as we take control of the way we speak, it actually transforms the way we live. So Jesus then goes into prayer, not just speaking, but into praying. Mark 11:24, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. This is one of the most astonishing shifts in our thinking about prayer, because we would most likely think, I'll pray for something and hope it's going to happen, and when it happens, I'll say, thank you, Lord, if it does happen. But he's saying, don't think you're going to receive it when you receive it. Receive it when you're praying. When you pray, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them. Right there. Now, this isn't just a notion. This is an experience. This isn't just a theory or a philosophy. This is an experience that you receive the reality of what you're praying for in your heart, in your spirit today, about what you're going to receive in the future. So I have received in my spirit, in prayer, churches, houses, finances, cars, all kinds of things. It's literally like feeling they are within me before the future happens. And it's a very cheeky feeling, knowing I've got something that no one else can see. And even though they might predict that it will never happen, I know it can't not happen, because it's been conceived as the substance of a thing I'm hoping for on the inside, which is what faith is. It is the substance within you of something hoped for. If I was to ask you what's in you right now about your future, is it negative or positive? Because whatever it is, and maybe there's nothing, to conceive something is to pray on it until you feel like you've conceived. Now, a chicken knows that if it sits on an egg for 21 days, that egg will hatch, even though there's no visible change to that egg. It looks exactly the same on day 21 as it did on day one. But it knows that if it sits on it, it's going to give birth to a chicken. Now, I guess if a bird with a brain the size of a pea can figure this out, we should definitely be able to figure out we've got to stay on the subject until we know within we've got what we prayed for, until we've got the substance. And we can walk by that reality for years, knowing we've got it and nothing's going to remove it. I've had churches within me and I've known they're going to come to pass, and yet everything is saying, you know, that it's no good trying this. It's not going to happen. And then, boom, it just, the people come together, the leader emerges, the venue is found, it works. Just trying to do things by the arm of flesh is not going to work. We work in the spiritual world to build a spiritual kingdom. And therefore, we must spiritually conceive these realities. And so when Paul is praying in the book of Ephesians, he He says, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. That's fascinating because that is saying thinking is different to asking. It doesn't say ask and think. He says ask or think. So even our thoughts are registering in the spiritual world, are registering in heaven. And our thoughts are as loud as our prayers. So our prayers and our thoughts need to align and harmonize so that they're in agreement. That word think, the Greek word means to conceive and perceive. So as soon as I start to think, I am perceiving, I am seeing the answer that my prayers are praying. And as I see it and I meditate on it, that conception takes place and I know I've got it. I know it's going to come to pass. That's what faith is. I've got a reality. It's not wistful thinking. It's not wistful hoping. It's knowing. I've got it. It's done. And I speak of it as a past tense action. When our daughter Rebecca was having her second child, we went to the medical center with her. And in the medical center, they put the jelly over her stomach and ran the sonogram over her. And up on a screen in the corner of the room, we could see this tiny little form, the baby in there, moving around. So delightful. It is amazing that if we were to register what is wriggling around on inside of us now, what is alive within us today? What have we conceived within? If I came to you right now and put that spiritual sonogram on your spirit, what would show up on the screen? What is there in you that is a reality about your future? Jesus says, when you pray, believe you receive it, and you shall have it. So we receive it when we pray, and that's going to make it come to pass in the future. It is so important for you and I to grasp these principles of faith. And honestly, if you're feeling like it's sort of registering, you're kind of getting it, listen to this again. Listen to it again. And there are some teachings out there that oppose the idea of faith and believing and leave you with very little security about answers to prayer. There's little point to praying for things if they're not going to happen. Why would you pray if it is not God's will to bring it to pass? If we're told that, oh, no, it's not his will. But we've got to believe in the goodness of God and that his will to provide for you and I is clear in Scripture. He will provide. He will never abandon us. It's the Father's good pleasure to give his children the kingdom. And here, Jesus is saying, whatever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. Psalm 37, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And so some of us have found it hard to believe that God is that good, but he is. We sing it, he's a good, good father. Sometimes it's just a song and it isn't a faith on the inside of us. And we need to remind ourselves regularly, God is good. He's smiling. He wants to bring blessing. He wants to help us, strengthen us, empower us, and get us through life. So finally, when Jesus is finishing up on this teaching, he says, and when you do stand praying, by the way, I generally stand, 99% of the time of my prayers, I'm standing or walking. But he says, when you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them. Unforgiveness is one of the greatest blockages to faith. It kills our spirit. So every day, forgive everyone, everything they've ever done. Your heart can only be preoccupied with one major emotion at any given time. So it's either going to be faith or hatred, faith or getting revenge or unforgiveness. So once we have dealt with the negative and we just clear the decks, clear the books, no one owes us anything, we forgive everyone. As soon as I think people owe me something, I put myself as a victim. But I don't want to live in that position, and neither do you. And so we say, we forgive everybody, and now we set ourselves up for believing God, having faith in Him to bring great things to pass in Jesus' name. God bless you. I look forward to our next session.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the C3 Church Global Podcast. Let us know what you thought by leaving a review and connect with us on Instagram @C3 Church Global. We hope you'll be back real soon.